Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Yomi is Mayit Katan Chaf Beis. We begin six lines from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. What if an Avil shows up mid Shiva? So he comes to town, he finds his relatives sitting Shiva. Unbeknownst to him, a relative passed away. It's already day two, day three of the Shiva period. Will he begin from day one, or can he just latch on to the rest of the family and follow their track? Which would mean a shortened Shiva for him. It's already day two, it's already day three for him as well. Which way is it? Tanu Rabbanan. Avel. An Avel who arrives late. Gimel Yomim Rishonim. If it's still within the first 3 days of Avelus, which is the most critical and intense period of Avelus. So he shows up during that period. And he is Bomi Makim Karev. He came from close by. He was around. He was around the corner. Tosfos brings the Bahag. Makim Karev means within 1 day's travel. The Hainu Yud Parasois. One travels 10 parasa a day. So theoretically, he could have been here that day. It's within reach, within striking range. Some of Farshim have a discussion regarding how to apply this shear nowadays. Is it 1 day's travel using today's modern means of travel, or is it just a set shear of 10 parsa? Interesting discussion in the Paiskim. In any case, the fact that he's close by allows him to relate to them, to be mitzarev to them. Theoretically, he could have arrived during this day, during day one, he was within striking range, within the shear of a day's travel. Moina iman, when he shows up, he can just latch onto them. He counts as they count. It's as though he took part in their avelos. But bami makim rochek, if he was far away, he doesn't relate to them. He can't connect to them. Moina la'atzmo, he starts his own count. Today is day one. So two conditions so far. He was more or less close by, which would theoretically have allowed him to join them. So in the halacha, we consider him together with them, as though he was actually joining them. But it has to be within the first three days of Avelus, because once they pass that critical stage, it's already the next part of the Shiva, which is sort of a lower level, less intense. So he missed. He missed the Ikar Avelus, which he has to start over. So Mikan Ve'eloch, past 3 days, Afilu Bomi Mokim Karv, even if he was close by, Moinel Atzmoy, he begins his own count. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Baba Yemeshvi, even if he arrives on day seven, while he's still sitting Shiva, even day seven is okay. And he was Mimokim Karev, right? He was close by, Moinel, he counts with them. Omar, let's go back to the halacha. Gimel Yomim Rishonim, if it's within the first 3 days, Bom Mimokim Karev, Moinel, if he was close by, he can count along with him. We have one more condition. Provided sheyesh gadol habayis b'bayis, the elder one, the most senior member of the family, is present in the Beis Ha'avil. He sets the tone. Some say we're speaking about the oldest member of the family. Some say the one who looks after the properties. This is shaila in the Paiskim regarding an isha, a wife or sister. How to define the term gadol habayis. But the point is, the senior member of the family is there. You as a junior member are now arriving and joining him, so you can latch on. But in the reverse, it doesn't work. Suppose the gadol habayis was not here. He shows up mid-shiva. He has to start his own count. He can't be mitzarev with the avelim who are less important than him, who are junior in age or in status than him. So now we have three conditions, which allows an avel to latch on, to connect to the other avelim. Number one, within the first 3 days. Number two, he was close by to begin with. Number three, he's a junior member of the family. According to Reb Shimon, afilu b'yom ha'shvi'i works. So according to Tanna Kamma, it's a matter of timing, proximity, and seniority. Reb Shimon discounts the timing factor. Iboilu, listen to this shaila. Halach gadol habayis lebeis hakfaris mahu. we just concluded that the Gadol HaBayis can't be nigrar, it can't be drawn after the rest of the family. He sets the tone. What if the Gadol HaBayis left town at the beginning of the yeshiva because he went to tend to the burial? He went to the Beis HaKfaris. Very common today. They take the mitzvah to Eretz Yisrael. So this oldest son, the Gadol HaBayis, accompanied the father to the Beis HaKfaris in Eretz Yisrael. He's not here with the rest of the family. They've already begun their avelas as soon as they turned away from the mitzvah, as soon as they bid farewell. But he's going to only do his avelas from the time of burial. So he wasn't around. And then he comes back. Very common occurrence. He left, and 2 days later he's back in town. Mao, what would you say in this case? What was the Shaila? So Rashi says, let's see Rashi inside, right on top. Hodach Gadol HaBayis Lebeis HaKfaris Achar Mitasa LeKaiver. He followed the Mita to bury the mess. V'shor Sham Gimel Yam. He stayed there for 3 days. So he passed the 3 day period. Plus, there's another problem. He is the Gadol HaBayis. Typically, the Gadol HaBayis doesn't identify with the rest of the Avelim. He sets his own pace. Mahu, what about this case? Micha Shvinon Ekemad Dehavi Beveisei. Should we consider it perhaps as though he is back home with the rest of the family? Hailot Tzorech HaMeis HaLachitai. He didn't go for leisure. He wanted to take care of the Kfura. So he's engaged in Avel. He's engaged in the same experience as the rest of the family. He's very much connected to them, and therefore, Moine Imoin, perhaps he can follow their count. Because their count had begun at the point of bidding farewell. As soon as they turn away from the mace, they begin. So that occurred on Sunday. So day one for them was Sunday, but he was following the mace to the Beis HaKfaris, to Eretz Yisrael. And in his case, technically, the Avelis only begins much later. Until they actually close up the kit. Until that point, he doesn't have Avelis. But perhaps since he went to take care of the mace, he can relate to his family who's already sitting Shiva. He's representing them. He relates to them, identifies with them. He connects to them. He's Mitzarif Himon. And he starts his Shiva retroactively from Sunday, day one. So what's the halach? Says the Gemara Toshma, we have a raya from an Amora. The Amrav Chir Bar Abba Amrav Yechnon, afilu holach Gadol HaBayis Lebeis HaKfaris, moinei. Even if the most senior, the Gadol HaBayis, the most senior member followed the mace, the Beis HaKfaris, he was gone for a couple of days. When he returns, he connects to their count. Moinei, is that so? He counts as they do? Vatanya, the Brisa says, Moine Latzmoy, he conducts his own count. He doesn't relate to this family. Like Kasha, the answer is, depends when he returned. Hod Asa Begayt Lasa. If he returned within 3 days of the Misa, that's a short enough trip, they're still in that first critical phase of Avelis, he can connect to them. Vahod Alay Asa Begayt Lasa. Whereas if he only returns later, day four, day five, it's past that first stage of Avelis, they're already past the Iker Avelos, and he has not yet experienced that stage of Avelos, the Iker, critical point of Avelos, it's too late. He has to count his own Shiva. Kiho de Amalu Rav, just as Rav informed the Bnei HaTzalfoini, people from this town, Tzalfoini, the Osu Begat Lasa, if they return within 3 days, Lunu Badaich, they can count with the family, Tali Osu Begat Lasa, but if they return only after 3 days, Lunu Lanashayu, they have to count their own count. Amalu Rav of Bnei Mechoyza. Getting back to basics, the fundamentals of Avelos. Rashi alluded to it briefly. When does Avelos begin? Time of Kvura? Let's say you're not involved in Kvura. You're taking the mess to Eretz Yisrael, which was a common thing even in those days, as we'll see in Rashi. So when does the Avelos begin? So Rav informed the people of his town, Mechoyza. Rav was a Rav in Mechoyza. He says, look, Atun de lo yazliso, you townspeople who are not following Basar Arsa, you're not following the coffee, you're not following the Mes to Eretz Yisrael. Suppose you don't follow, you stay home. Michima Drisu Apaich, once you turn your face away, Mibava Dabula, from the gateway of the of the city. Yabula, I think, means the wall around the city. Anyways, you're not going to the Beis HaKvaros. You're turning back to go home. Aschilu manu, you can begin counting right then and there. As opposed to the fellow transporting the Mass Eretz Yisrael, he'll only begin during Kavura. Explains Rashi, five lines from the top. The last list of Basa Arsa, the man, the Ozl Basa Arsa, the fellow who's actually accompanying the mace, Lechaila Ali Avelos Ashenist Makal. He only begins Avelos when they close up the caver. Kshemalich and Hamita, me Bavel Eretz Yisrael Likbar. It was common practice to take the Mita from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. It was supposed to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So it would transport, but not everybody can follow. Vein Kala Kroivim Kulon, Yechaila Ali, it wasn't practical for everybody to travel at Eretz Yisrael. Umulav and Hameis Parsa, Emil v'Chayzrim, they would escort the Meis for a Parsa, Emil, and come back home. So when do they begin Avelus? Right away. Michiat Risra, Paicham, Mibabad Abula, Mishar, Achiz, and Shalir Megarshea. You start turning back. Tasisul Abesa. You're heading back home. That's the point when you start your Avelus. Aschilu Manu, you may Avelus, says Rashi. Afgav the Loi Nikra Meis, Ad Yamim Ram. Still a couple of days before Kavura. You start now. Typically, Avelus only triggers when you have the Stimas HaGoyel. But by you, when you're not going to be present, you're not going to experience the Stimas HaGoyel when they close up the meat, they close up the aura in the caver. So the fact that you're turning around and returning home, that's considered kenista magil. You've now disengaged from the maze. For you, the experience is over. It's as though he was nikbar. It's time to be misabil. Okay, so conclusion. An avil who shows up late, what happens there? According to Tanakhama, as long as he meets three conditions, timing, proximity, and seniority, he can join them. It's within 3 days of the kvura. He was no more than a day away from the rest of the family. And number three, the Gadol HaBayis was sitting in the Beis HaAvel. Reb Shimon says, even by Yom HaShviyi it works. What if the Gadol HaBayis leaves town to take care of the mace? In this case as well, he can reconnect to his family. He can follow their count, provided he returned within 3 days. Reb Shimon Omer, afilu bo b'yom HaShviyi, b'mokem korev moini moin. Even if this Avil shows up on day 7, it's okay. He can join his family. He has a very short Shiva experience. Omar b'chibar gamda omar b'as yis ben shol omar rebbe v'hu provided Shiba u'matzum menachman etzle. There's still some menachman, some people being menachem Avil by the Avelim. So the Avelis is still ongoing. It's day 7 and it's still busy. They're still conducting themselves as Avelim. So he chapped the Ryan, he caught the tail end, and he could sort of connect to them for him as well. It would be considered as day 7. But if they're done their Avelus, Mitzah Sayyim Kekuloi, they got up, it's over, it's too late. He has to start over again. Boy Rav Anan, we have this shy like this. Ninaru Lamoid V'lei Amdu. Suppose the comforters, the Menachmim, already getting ready. You see they're starting to move around. They were getting up. Getting off their chairs, they're getting ready to leave, but they haven't yet gotten up. Mao, what would you say in this case? Is it still considered a time of nicham? Is it still considered as though they're observing avelus, or is it over because they're on their way out? Mao, what is the halacha? Take it, we leave it standing. Gemiri chavri, the Rab Abba, is a girsa of the Rab Abba with abrachia. So the chavri. The colleague, the friend of Rab Abba, learned the following halacha from Rab Abba. Umonai, who was this friend? Rab Zera. So Rab Zera learned the halacha from Rab Abba. But Amr Lassam had a different version. It was actually Chavri de Rab Zera. Rab Zera. Rab Zera's friend learned from Rab Zera. Who was this friend? Umonai Rab Abba. Okay, what is the halacha? So the Gersa reads like this. Amr Rabbi Abba, Breid Rab Chibar Abba. Amr Rabbi Yechna. This is the halacha that he learned. Halacha Rab Shimon begam leva treifes. When it comes to a specific halacha regarding a treifan, an animal, we follow Rab Shimon gam leva. Number two, halacha Rab Shimon ba'avel. When it comes to halachas of avelus, we follow Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon ba'avel hadamar. When he speaks about following Rab Shimon in hilchas avel, it was this specific halacha that we just learned. If the avel arrives late, but it's still day seven. They're still involved in Avelus. He can quickly latch on, jump onto their bandwagon, and conclude his shiva with them. So we follow that kula. When he said, Alocha k'rab shim gamlo betreifois, what was that referring to? The snan, as we learned in the Mishnah. B'nei mei ayim shenikvo, the animal's intestines got a puncture, but he's lucky. V'leichus hismas, and you have some sort of mucus blocking, plugging up that hole. Does that work? K'shira, it works. The animal is not considered a treif. Divrei Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. My lecha, which mucus are we speaking? Any sort of mucus? It's not probable. You need something that's significant, substantial, something that can block up that puncture. Omrav Kahana Shirka de Ma'ayit. We're speaking about a specific mucus found in the intestine. The Nafik Agav Ducha, which is squeezed out by applying pressure, something thick and substantial. Omar Manduhu. It was a Talmud who declared as follows. The writers of the Gemara didn't remember who this fellow was. They knew that it was somebody, but they didn't have his exact identity. Omar Mandu, what did he say? Iski, I wish I will be Zoiche, the Asik, and I will travel up to Eretz Yisrael. I wish I can travel to Eretz Yisrael, the Agmar Lashmata, to learn the Halacha, this quotation, Mipume Demari, from the mouth of its master, meaning, I wish I can go hear the Halacha from the source, make sure it's reliable and accurate. The quote that we just had, Rabbi Abba, Breder of Chibar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yechanan, that we follow Rabbi Shimon by the Halacha of Avil, Rabbi Shimon Amliel and the Halacha of Treifa. I want to hear it from the source. So he traveled up Kisalak when he came up to Israel, Ashkeche. So who did he find? He found Imanda Omar himself. Ashkeche, Rabbi Abba, Breder of Chibar Abba, Amalei. So he said, okay, great. I want to ask you a question. Amar Mar Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'Treifos. Did you actually say that? Amar Leisi tells him, you got it all wrong. It's a good thing you asked. Ano ein Halacha. Amri actually said Halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and that Halacha of Treifos. We're not Mekel. It's a good thing he asked. It was misquoted. What about the second thing that's been attributed to you? Rabbi Shimon ba'Avol Mai. What about that? Do we follow Rabbi Shimon's Kula when it comes to Avol? Amalei says, I'll tell you the truth. I don't have clarity. It's a machlekes. Machlekes amarayim. Plukta ninu. The Itmar, as we learned. Rav Chizda Amar Halacha. He maintains that we follow Rav Shimon. V'chei namar b'echen halacha. However, Rav Nachman Amar ein halacha. We don't follow Rav Shimon. The Avil has to show up within 3 days. The Gemara concludes. Halacha l'maisa. V'ein halacha k'Rav Shimon gamliel b'treifos. When it comes to treifos, we don't take that kula. However, when it comes to Avil, we do. Halacha, Rav Shimon ba'avil, that even on day 7 it's okay. Why? Damar Shmuel, halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avil. When it comes to halachas ba'avilus, we're mekel. We take the lenient approach. Actually, just saw from the Ramban in Teres Adam. Why is it that when it comes to avilus, we're mekel? He says maybe because a person's heart is drawn to happiness. He wants contentment, satisfaction. It's hard to make a person to compel a person to be sad, to be noig avilus in a prolonged manner. So in a case where you have a machlokes and there is a shita that's mekel, it's hard to commit a person, to commit him emotionally to a true avelus, and therefore we follow the mekel. Interesting pshat. Continues the Gemara. We know there's a big difference between the avelus for a relative as opposed to the avelus for a parent, a father and mother. Generate a greater, avelus of higher intensity that has many more halachas. So on top of the basic fundamental chiyuv to be mis'abel, to show concern and a feeling for the departed, which is actually good for the person living as well. V'achayitin aliboy, the Mefarshim all say that one of the reasons for avelus is so that the person sits down and contemplates the event and clarifies the purpose. Right? He gets clarity in the purpose of life and what it's all about, and sets him right. It sets him on track. Number two, as Rashi earlier says, Rashi in Sukkah says, the point is to express to show two things which honor, provide covet for the mace, because believe it or not, the mace himself misses his family, social circles, and when he leaves town, And he sees that they're misabel, they miss him. That gives him some measure of comfort. In any case, there are two reasons for avelus. When it comes to ave'im, there's an additional element of kavod as well. Kibud ave'im, mitzvah in the Torah, applies in their lifetime, after their death. Therefore, we enhance, we add certain elements to the avelus procedure, which afford that extra opportunity to be mechabed ave'im. We're going to have a whole long list, around 10 different items. Chilukim, distinctions between their typical conventional avelus and the avelus on the father and mother. I'll call a mesim kulon, typically regarding avelus on a mes. Matche metase, harizim ha-shibach. Matche metase, says Rashi, memahir lo yitzio. He pushes the mita, quick, let's go, let's get buried. The quicker the better. Some of Farshim say it shows that he's mekabel be'ahava, Hashem's gzera, not trying to delay, procrastinate, let's go. Let's bury the mitzvah. So that's praiseworthy, as opposed to father and mother. Al avav al imoy harizim makuna. The slower the better. You're not meant to hurry things up. If he hurries it up, it's maguna. It's degrading to the father and mother. So it's frowned upon. You're not meant to do that. You're meant to and be misasik and the hesped and the avelus. Eulogize barichus lekavod aveim. Hoy erev Shabbos erev Yantiv. We have some exceptions to this rule. It's erev Shabbos erev Yantiv. Whereas the Bach adds, he had a girsa oishahu gishamim mezafin al mitasei. It's raining on the mita, on the maize. So all these in all these cases, you got to do it as fast as possible, because otherwise he might not get it in before Shabbos, and he's gonna have to wait until after Shabbos, etc. In this case, harizim mishubach. It is praiseworthy to hurry it up and do it in a timely manner. Why? Sheina oisel kavod avim. The whole point is to be mechabed parents, and that's what he's doing as well. Another chiluk between aveim and other craving. I'll call him mesim kulon. Typically, rotzim emayit beiskay. So we know, although typically an aval does not do malacha, as we learned in yesterday's daf. But in some cases it's mutter. Davar aved, as we learned back in the beginning of the second parak, at least others can do for him. So in some instances, an aval can do esek, can engage in commerce. So it's up to him. Ratzam emayit biskoi, if he wishes, he can minimize his involvement in esek during the avelus. Ratzah, if he wishes, eilai memayit, doesn't have to be memayit. But that's by the other relatives. Al aval bal imay, memayit, he has to be memayit, minimize as much as possible, and perhaps refrain altogether, out of deference to his parents. Akol amesim kulam, regarding the other mesim, rotzo choyletz, rotzo ene choyletz. Rashi says on top, choyletz means ksefai. They would uncover one of their shoulders. This was their practice, which Farshim bring, we don't do today. But there's a chilek between kravim and parents. When it comes to kravim, it's up to him. Rotza chaylitz, rotza ene chaylitz. If he wishes, he can do chalitz, otherwise not. Al aval imay chaylitz, he has to do chalitz. In fact, it was a story. Umaase, begadol hador echad. It was a great man, one of the greatest in the generation. Shemeis of his father passed away. Ubikish lachlitz, and he was about to do chalitz on his clothing. And what happened was, he ran into complications. Ubikesh godul hador achar sheimoy lachlis. What happened was, there was another great man next to him who, when he saw the aval about to do chalitza, wanted to join him to take part in his avelis and do chalitza as well on himself. V'nimna v'lechotz. So out of cover to the second godul, the first godul, the one that was actually the aval, stopped. He withheld. He didn't want to bring about that the other Gadol Hador should join him and be mevazen himself. So typically, you do chalitza on a father or mother, except in this case, as Tosis points out, because it was mipnei Gadol Hador Shimo, is a special situation, out of cover, out of deference to the other Gadol Hador, but typically you do chalitza for a parent. Now, who are these two people? Amar Abai, Gadol Hador was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who is now being misabel upon his father's death. His father was a Nasi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So that was the first Gadol. And he was about to do chalitza when he noticed the Gadol HaDor she'imoi joining him, and he stopped. Who was that? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Vigadamri, some had a different version. Gadol HaDor, the first Gadol who experienced Avedus was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. And the Gadol HaDor she'imoi, who was about to join him, was Rebbe. And why is a kash on this? Bishleim Lamanda Omer Gadol HaDor she'imoi Rebbe. The second version makes sense. So Rabbi Yaakov had experienced the death of his father, assuming his name was Acha, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. He wanted to do chalitza, but he stopped because Rebbe, who was standing next to him, was about to join him. That makes sense. Bishleim lemadam agadol hador she'imoi Rebbe. The one next to him was Rebbe. Haynu denimnav leichot. We understand why he stopped midway. El madam Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. But according to the first version, that the Gadol HaDor who experienced the Avelis was Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. Upon the death of his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was a Nasi as well. He was about to be Chutz. He stopped when he saw Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, the Gadol HaDor next to him, about to join him. It's a bit difficult to understand. Why? Ela l'manda Omar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. The one next to him was Rabbi Yaakov. Amai nimna v'lecholetz. Why did Rebbe stop? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was Nifter, Rebbe's father, Nasi Hava, was a Nasi, was the supreme leader of Klal Yisrael, the Kuli, Amu Mechavi Lemichlas. Everybody has to join the Chalitza, as we're going to see later in the Gemara. The Misa of a Nasi, the parting of a Nasi, obligates everybody. Everybody has to join in the Avelos, to this extent that they have to do Chalitza. So it's not just his personal obligation. Everybody is meant to participate. Kasha, indeed, it's a difficulty that we don't resolve. What other differences do we find between parents and other relatives? Al kol hamesim kulon mistaper l'achal hamityon. Typically, once 30 days are up, you can go to the barber. Al aviv al imoy, he has to wait a bit more. At sheyigaru boi chaverov, until his friends start making comments. Rashi says, yigaru boi chaverov, three lines from the top, shekfar gidol peri yetzim edai, what's going on? What's that here all about? Tesis brings Lashon Yerushalmi, v'yayim reloit seimi imanu, get away, we can't, this is unbearable, you don't look like a match. The Rama brings that the minhag is that we give it a share of 3 months, that's considered yigaru b'chaverov. So it's more than 30 days, you need yigaru b'chaverov. Another chiluk, al kol ha'mesim kulon, typically nichnas l'beis ha'simcha l'achal ha'medyon. You can enter the beis ha'simcha, you can join a wedding, all that, after 30 days are up. Alav v'val imo, you have to wait lachay beis chodesh until 12 months. Omar Rabba Bar Chana, ulesimchas mereus. When we say that an oval can join a simcha after 30 days, that's only if it's a simchas mereus. Mereus is a friendly party, a birthday party, that he can join, but a real festive event like a wedding, that he cannot do even after 30 days. Meisvei, on a kashmar price. Ulo simcholim raised lamed yoyim. Clearly, the price puts it together. Any sort of occasion, any sort of party. They both have a share of lamed yoyim kasha. We'll leave it as a kasha. Ameimar masni hochi. Ameimar had a different version of Rabba, which circumvented this kasha. According to his version, it was Amar Rabba Bar Chana ulesimchas mereus muta lekanos la'altar. It was actually a kula that he was saying. If it's only a friendly get together, that's muta right away. You don't have to wait 30 days. I guess right after Shiva, that's muta. What do you mean, Vatani? The Brisa says lesimcha shloishim ulemreus shloishim. Whether it's a wedding, whether it's just a party, they both have the share of 30 days. How can he allow joining a Simchas Mereus within 30 days? Like Kasha, the answer is, it depends what type of party. Ha barisusa, ha bepura nusa. Let's go over to Rashi. About 8 lines from the top. Ha barisusa, ha bepura nusa. Arisa means like this. We find in Chazal, Aris, a sharecropper, they made a deal. Hainu shemaschel echad mem lase suda, umulave lekulam. They had a deal. They had a fraternity of a couple of friends. I make your birthday party, you make mine. It was a deal. Kadeshiyasu gamhem na mikach. It's a two-way deal. Lo oisa suda. So when he's starting, when he's initiating the deal, look, I'm going to make your party, you make mine. That he can't join. He has no right to join that. When he's hosting the party, at the initiation of this process, when he's starting the system, he can only join it if it's after 30 days. But when it's payday, time to pay back, they've already made for him. Now he's hosting the party to pay them back. That's business. He's obligated. He has to pay them back. It can't be a firm on Yenam's cheshbon. You can't allow that. He has to join right away. Why? She afshalosh le shalom. He can't just abdicate his responsibility. He's mechuyav to pay back. So here we allow it. Okay. So bottom line is, typically within 30 days you don't join any parties. After 30, that's okay. By avaim, only after you do beis chodesh. So it seems from the Gemara that when it comes to father and mother, the halachis of 30 days, for the most part, extend until Yud Beis Chodesh. Continues the Gemara. We have chilukim regarding the halacha of kriya as well, tearing the clothing. I'll call a mesim kulon, typically by a mes, kriya tefach. Kriya needs to be a tefach in size. As opposed to parents, alav al imoy ashigal eslivo, he has to uncover his heart. You see many times by Shiva, they sit and you actually see some of their skin exposed. They have to uncover some of their chest because the Avelis is believing, trying to show that your heart is totally into it. So that's a chumra by parents. Omer avo my kro. What do we find that a kriya needs to be a tefach in size? Pasuk says, Vayachsek David bibgadav. You heard about his son's passing. He grabbed onto his begadav, vayikraim, and he ripped him. So he grabbed hold. At least is a tefach, because a tefach is a fistful. So he grabbed his beg and he did kriya. Apparently, kriya has to be a tefach long. I'll call a mesim kulam on your typical mace. Afilu lofesh asura chalukim. Even if he's wearing 10 shirts. Einoi kriya le'elyon. He has to tear the upper one, like we do when we go to Yisrael, to the kaisel. So we tear the upper garment. That's all. We stop right there. However, he has to tear all the way down. So there are two separate halachas here. First case was, he has only one shirt, one garment. So I'll call a mason, a tefach. Aval imo, he has to do it in a way where the lave is mekula. That's number one. What if he has many layers? We haven't learned that yet. Here's the chiddush. He has many layers, he has to tear through all the begadim. But this type of scarf that they wore over their head, around their neck, that would hang down over their body, that's not considered a malbush. It's just an adornment. You don't have to tear that as well. All the halachos of kriya applies to men and women equally. But we do find a chiluk, according to Reb Shimon Elazar. He says like this, Omer, ha'isha kiras is a tachton. Out of deference, out of cover to the isha, we allow some leeway. So what happened was, if she's sitting shiva for her parents, so first she'll do kriya on the garment, on the low garment, right? But then she'll flip it around. She'll take that beged and turn it back. So the kera, the torn part, is now behind her, beneath the upper layer. She comes back to the front and she cuts the upper layer, which is now being covered, so to speak, by the bottom layer, right? You have the upper layer is cut, but then you have the lower garment sitting there uncut because the kera on the lower garment has been turned to the back. So this way she did kriya on all her begadim, but she's still bits news. I'll call a mason kulan on a regular mace, rotza mavdil kamesafa shaloi. So the Safa Shaloi, the lip, the hem, was speaking about the neck hole in a beged. So the question is, can you just rip apart the neck hole? Technically, you tore your clothing. But it's not really nikar. It's not so obvious that it's kriya. Perhaps his neck hole just got torn. So by regular maze, he doesn't have to be worried about this concern. If he wants, he can make the kriya with a separation between that and the safa, meaning at a separate location, in which case it doesn't mesh, it doesn't mix in with the safa. So that's preferred, but he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to separate between the tearing on account of the avelus and the open area of the neck. There's no need to be mavzel. I love al imoy, but on parents, mavzel, he has to show a hevdel. It has to be in a separate, different location, so that's clear and evident to all. He has to be mechaber his parents by expressing his distress upon their passing. So technically, strictly speaking, to be yotze kriya, tearing clothing is enough. Whether it's nikur or not nikur, he's yotze. That's good for a regular mace. But of the imoy, there's that added element of kavod as we spoke. And therefore he has to show, has to be clear and evident that he's being mechaber his parents. This is not just a naturally occurring tear. This was done the kavod de misa. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol kriya she'enim avdol kamei safa shaloi enig ela kera shal tiflus. It doesn't work. Even on a regular mace, there's no havdalah between the kriya and the safa, in which case it could be confused. It could be interpreted as just a tear in the neck hole, a naturally occurring tear. Eina ela kera shal tiflus, it's an ineffective kriya. It doesn't work. Regardless of whether it's parents or any other mace. And he has a right from a pasuk. Omer bavo, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, d'chsiv. Vayechzak, vayechzik, David bebgada, vayikroim. Vayikroim, lishnayim kroim. Now the kasha is, mashma shenemar. Once we say vayikroim, he tears begodim, any adeh shen lishnayim, don't I already know that it's split into two? Of course, he tears something into two. What does the pasuk have to say that he tore it into two parts? Ela shenirin. It should be visibly two pieces. It has to be apparent and evident that it's two. There can't be any room for mistake. Kriya means that it's an expression of avilus of mourning, expression of kavod. You have to see it. You can't hide it. So it has to be clearly and evidently l'shem the mace. I'll call a mace kulon shaydel. Typically, after kriya, a person can mend it up slightly, can patch it up, can pin it up. La'achar shiva, after the shiva, he can patch up the kriya. O ma'achar la'achar shloshim, and properly sew it and fix it up after shloshim. As opposed to parents, alav val imoy, shoyle la'achar lamed, even after 30, he can merely pin it up, patch it up, but not properly fix it forever. Ve'einoy ma'achar oylem, he can't really properly repair the tear forever and ever. Va'isha, as opposed to when a woman does kriya, she'lulose la'alter, in any case of avelus, she can go ahead and quickly patch it up in an improvised way, just a quick pin or a quick needle, quick stitch. She'lulose la'alter, mipnei kvoid, on account of her kavod. I think that's what we do today after the kriya. They pin it up, mipnei kvoid, because she's extra sensitive when it comes to torn clothing. So that's okay for the isha. Ki also Ravin, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. When he came here to Israel, he said, "Om Rabbi Yechanan, we have another chiluk between meisim and parents. I'll call a meisim on a regular meis. Rotza kriya biyad. If he wishes, he can do kriya manually. Rotza kriya bikli. He can use a utensil to cut the beged. Al ovev al imoy biyad. When it comes to parents, it has to be done with his hand as an expression of frustration, of mourning, of avelus with your hand dafk. Var chibar Amar Rabbi Yechanan." Al kol ha-meisim kula mibifnim. According to Rashi Ksaviyat, it means you can do it privately in the back room. Al ovev al ima kurem bachut has to be done publicly, as a public expression of honor. Amar b'chizav v'chei l'nasi. Sending when a nasi passes away, you do kriya on account of that, it has to be done in public. Meisvi, v'kashmar b'rais. The b'rais here lists many reasons for kriya. A bezdin, a nasi, a parent, a sevetorim, that was destroyed. So all these reasons, all these events, tragic events, generate a din of kriya. But lo yhushva lo aviv lo imoy elo lo ichi bilvad. We don't compare any tragedy to the immense tragedy of losing a parent. So all those distinctions learned today in the Gemara holds true. It applies strictly to parents. But there's one detail in which they're all equated. Ichui, regarding fixing that beged, properly mending it, repairing it in a way that it appears like you make it invisible. A proper mending. When it comes to that halacha, all the other events are equated to parents. We're going to see this price in a couple of days regarding losing a sefer Torah, etc. So when it comes to everything, we differentiate, but ichui, we compare. My love, afilu l'nasi. It would appear that the chiluk in between parents and the other events apply even to the nasi, which is also mentioned in that brisa. So apparently, when it comes to all the halachis, for instance, mibefnim and bechutz, we have that distinction between avayim that has to be a public ceremony as opposed to a nasi that can be done privately. And how could you tell me, or chizah tell me, v'chel nasi even when nasi, you have to do it outside in public? Loy levar min nasi. Says what you write. When it comes to a nasi, he is equated to parents. So when the Brisa says that we have that distinction, that's only when it comes to the other events. But a nasi, he is equated in the sense that it has to be done publicly. And Farshim say the point is to get everybody into it, to show that it's not just a personal thing, it's Klal Yisrael. Everybody has to be mishtatev and be kireya on account of the nasi's passing. In fact, there's a story, the nasi of Shachiv, the nasi passed away. Amalei Rav Chisda, he tells the Rav Chana Bar Rava, make a public declaration, kafia sita, kisita was this mortar, overturn the mortar, some sort of stool, v'kumalan, get up on it, and show everybody what you're doing, va'ach v'kriel amal, show everybody that you're turning your clothing, this way they'll follow suit. One more thing, says the Gemara al-Chacham, when the Chacham of the town passes away, chilitz mimin, and everybody has to be chilitz, their right side, uncover their right shoulder, al-avbezn mismal, if the avbezn, who stands higher than the Chacham, when he passes away, you need to do it on your left side. And the Parshim say apparently it was a more significant type of chalitza. But al nasi, if the supreme leader of Klal Yisrael passes away, everybody has to do it in a very elaborate way, mikan and mikan, from the right and the left. And the Parshim say we don't do the chalitza. Our clothing don't really lend to that. Okay, so what do we learn today? If an aval arrives within the shiva period, does he join them, or does he start his own count? We have three conditions that have to be met. Timing, within the first 3 days, according to Reb Shimon, even on day seven, it's okay as long as the Menachem is still there. Proximity, has to be close by, you have to have been within a day's travel. This way he relates them, he identifies with them, because theoretically he could have arrived any day. And one more condition, the Gadol HaBayis, the senior member of the family, has to be sitting at that makom. This way he latches on to the Gadol HaBayis. The Gadol HaBayis sets the tone for him as well. We had a shayla, interesting shayla. The Gadol HaBayis follows the mace to the kvura. He only arrives later. He comes back to his family later. So here the Gadol HaBayis was not present. We have a chiddush in that case as well, that he will reconnect to his family. And the point, as Rashi said, was because he was involved in the same thing they are. He was taking care of the mace. He wasn't doing his own thing, and therefore he relates back to them, and he can jump onto their bandwagon. But that's only if he arrived within 3 days of the kvura, which is the critical point of the avelos, the intense period of avelos. So if he comes within 3 days, he can reconnect to them. Okay, then we went through a long list of chilukim, distinctions between the typical avelos al kol hamesim, as opposed to the avelos on account of an av ve'im. So we have a total of 11 halachas. Sorry, 10. When it comes to other mason, the quicker the better. Matche mitasai, take them out to kvura as soon as possible. By parents, delay it, elaborate in the hesped, the kavod avayim, except when circumstances require expediting Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, it's raining. Avayim is not meant to be involved in Esek, even for Davar Avid. Avayim is meant to be Chodesh is begadim. Avayim extends until Yud Beis Chodesh, as opposed to the regular Avelos, which is only 30 days. So he's not meant to enter the Beis HaMishta until Yud Beis Chodesh. Regarding haircut as well, we learned he has to wait until Yigaru B'Chaverov. He's prompted by his friends. Regarding Kriya, all Meisim is a Tefach. Parents, Megala asleep. All Meisim, Begad Elyon. Avayim, all the begadim. According to Tanakama, on a regular mace, you can just extend the neck hold. Whereas by parents, it has to be a visible kriya, separate from the nekel. Here we maintains any kriya has to follow that. On the kol hamesen, after shiva, you can slightly patch up the kriya, and after lamed, you can properly fix it. Regarding aveim, shaylal, you can only pin it up after 30 days, and never go ahead and properly mend it. Kol hamesen, you can do kriya biyado bekli, aveim dafka manually with his hands. Last halacha was aveim has to be done b'chutz, publicly, to express his kavod for father and mother. And the same thing applies to a nasi in Klal Yisrael. All the best and much hatzlacha.